Good morning, afternoon, evening, or night, everybody. You've just tuned into The Block with Bryson Warden, broadcasting live on frequency 101.7 CIVL-FM, going out to the Fraser Valley and surrounding areas from the University of the Fraser Valley's Abbotsford campus, Student Union Society building based on the unceded traditional territory of the Stolo people. Today it is March 4th, 2024. We've got a very special episode for you and some more. So sit back, relax, and enjoy as we take you to some new releases and some old favorites for today's episode. Okay, so you can probably hear in my voice, I'm not doing super hot. I'm doing better than I was earlier this week, believe me. But I'm going to take you over to some tracks, and I'm not going to be talking as much as I usually do. Starting off again with Everything Everything. This is off of the album Mountainhead, released this past Friday. This is their cut, Enter the Mirror. Hope you guys enjoy this one, and I will see you on the other side of this track. Here we go. Keeping it brief, as I said, my voice and all that, but this album here, Everything Everything's Mountainhead, is certainly something special. So I had never actually heard of these guys previously. They're an art rock band, from what I've been described to, from just kind of looking up a brief synopsis of the record, coming to you from the United Kingdom, with records all the way stemming back for about a decade at this point, such as Arc, the deluxe version of it available on Spotify, and a few others available on Bandcamp. Now, a cover that I do recommend and do recognize is Get to Heaven, released back in 2015, but these guys weren't really on my radar until the release of this one here, and I saw the acclaim that it was getting from kind of online forums, such as Reddit's R Indieheads forum and stuff, so I decided to check it out alongside a few of the other records. And man, these guys are all killer, no filler on this record. From the very beginning with Wild Guess and then into the end of The Contender, which was a single for the record, all the way over until the ending with The Witness and City Song, this thing cover to cover is packed with recognizable hooks, or not recognizable, but instantly memorable hooks, really fantastic songwriting with kind of the various instrumentation, and something that'll definitely leave you humming along to it after the entire album has finished. I think this is definitely going to be ranking pretty high in terms of some people's lists for 2024, even though we've already had and are set to have a stellar year this year with a lot of other releases. But again, Everything's Mountainhead is well worth your time. That again was towards the closing of the track list there. Enter the Mirror, track number 10 of 14. Again, all killer, no filler, Mountainhead from UK's Everything. Beautiful record, fantastic, and well worth your time. All right, next up is a band that I'm way more familiar with. This is coming to you from STRFKR. Don't say the name all at once now, please, though, on the radio. This is their latest off of Parallel Realms. This is their cut, Carnival. Hope you guys enjoyed this one. And again, I'll see you on the other side of this one to talk about my feelings on the record as well. Here we go. Okay, Carnival by STRFKR. Been known about this group for a long time, ever since the release of their debut self-titled or formerly self-titled record, which is their more full expansive one back in 2008. If you're unfamiliar with that one, that actually has the single or sort of landmark record for them, the track off of it, Ronald Gregory Erickson II. That's the one that was played in a Target ad over in the United States and really caused them to blow up because of the really entrancing sort of bass line and stuff that one has throughout of it, and just kind of the vocals and stuff over top, really sparse and everything. That being said, I followed these guys because I was kind of really into bands such as Passion Pit and the aforementioned MGMT when they released Oracular Spectacular, and these guys were constantly recommended. Albums such as Reptilians, the aforementioned self-titled one. I remember they had their little EP called Jupiter, which featured a cover of Girls Just Want to Have Fun, and I really fell in love with them in 2013 off of Miracle Mile. Tracks such as While I'm Alive, Beach Monster, Fortune's Fool, and of course, Khalil Gibran, beautiful tracks that the group has created, and Atlantis as well. I played that last one actually at my wedding, which is pretty, you know, landmark. They should be very appreciative, you know, that I included them in there. But I think it was around the release of Being No One Going Nowhere where I found occasionally something here or there that I really enjoyed, such as Never Ever, and alongside In the End, Maps, I believe, is the other one that I was really big on there. I didn't really find enough to really enjoy. And then they kind of just sort of released a bunch of vault tracks, and I just kind of fell out of appreciation, I think. I would kind of get back into them with Future Past Life in 2020, but kind of forgotten about the group until they were releasing some singles from this one, such as Armatron, and of course, the one that we played, Always, Never, and Together Forever. These ones are really fantastic tracks that I really enjoyed and really caused me to tune into this record, keeping an eye on the release date. And I'm happy to say, Parallel Realms is definitely up to the standard that I really appreciated off of Miracle Mile and some other stuff previous to the band's work. I think the idea behind this one is just kind of examining each of the kind of standout tracks and sections between the interspaces, which is something that was present off of actually Being No One Going Nowhere, but these interspaces are dividing it as we transition into a different area and to a different area sonically. Always, Never, and Holding On, going into Feelings and Together Forever into Underwater and Air, and the idea is you're just transitioning from one space over to the second. But as I kind of listened to this one, I began to realize that a lot of this stuff was hitting for me, especially with their track Leaving Towards the End and Waited For It, which is a really good track that really builds into something. I compared it when I was listening to it to Too Long off of Discovery by Daft Punk, the idea of you're just constantly hearing kind of this build, and then it erupts into something that catches your attention and is really fantastic. So again, if you're looking for something else to listen to that's recently come out, Parallel Realms from STRFKR is definitely also well worth your time, and I hope you guys enjoy that one. Again, we played track number 12 out of 17 on that one. That is the cut, Carnival. Alright, keeping you going now with some new music released in 2024. I'm going to take you over to Dead Stylized DEHD. This is their latest single, Mood Ring, released back at the end of January off of the album Poetry, which is going to be releasing in May of this year. Hope you guys enjoy this one and keep the music going afterwards as well. Here we go.
Angel. Sexy.
right, everybody, welcome back. You just came out of two tracks. They're back to back, kicking it off again at the end there with The Last Dinner Party and their cut Feminine Urge off of Prelude to Ecstasy. So I mentioned, I believe, last week when I played the cut Nothing Matters from this group, I was looking forward to actually listening to the entire record back to back. And I decided, you know, while doing some dishes and stuff like that, might as well take a moment and listen to the entire record. And in all honesty, it's okay. It's all right. You know what? I understand why some people are really resonating with this. It feels like an event, and that's all great. That's really fine. I found it homogenous a little bit, I think. Basically, the reason that I really like this track and Nothing Matters, I think, is it kind of blends together the theatricality that is present in what they're putting forth and the maximalist sort of aesthetic, while blending in, you know, like surf rock sort of guitar and really catchy, punchy drums and such like that. And I don't know. There's a thing that I often think about where it's this person that said regarding hip hop that one listen reviews are sort of messing things up in terms of public opinion. And I think that's a fair thing to say with this one, that it's a little bit more needing to be digested and a little bit more requiring a little bit more analysis, I'd say. That being said, on a cursory listen, I was surprised because of the lightning in a bottle that seemed to have been captured with Nothing Matters as a debut sort of single from a group such as this. The rest of the record is just kind of, you know, a little bit more middle of the road. Not too bad, and that's fine. That being said, this cut here, I really appreciate what Abigail, the lead singer, is bringing on here when it goes to the chorus. The idea of taking, you know, that first kind of refrain and stuff, the pre-chorus there, and then as she goes into the main chorus, how high she's able to take that note and everything as the guitars just sort of wash over at the same time as well. It all comes together really fantastically, and I think this is another great example of what this band is capable of. Even if throughout it, I was just kind of like, okay, this is, you know, this is another track that's just kind of here and it's not too bad and it's okay. You know, if it came on, I wouldn't be necessarily offended, but I think there needs to be a little bit more. That's the thing that I'd be looking for. But again, it might be for you and that's fine. That's all good. Again, that is Prelude to Ecstasy's track number 4, Feminine Urge from The Last Dinner Party. And before that, I took you to Mood Ring from DEHD. Now, these guys, this group here has been known for a couple of landmark sort of records that really appealed to a lot of people, such as Flower of Devotion, released back in 2020, and then Blue Skies in 2022, which, from my cursory research, seemed to have garnered a lot of critical acclaim. I gotta be honest, I've never heard of them, because in my small little world, I just wasn't super familiar. That being said, this cut here came on randomly, just literally randomly, when I was playing around and driving around and stuff and looking for something to listen to. And oh my gosh, I love this thing. I love Mood Ring from DEHD. This is beautiful. I love the way that it opens. I kind of took that away from you because I used it just to kind of get to the post and then be able to have like the singer come in. But just everything on this is fantastic. I got to give a highlight to Eric McGrady, it seems, on this one, and I'm not sure individually who's credited. I'm just looking at the group here, the trio here, but Eric McGrady for the drums on this one, they're stellar. They sound hard-hitting, they're punchy. It's similar to what I described from kind of The Last Dinner Party and such there, but they're just so fun. And then you pair it with Emily's vocals on top of this thing, and she just sounds like she's having the time of her life. It's a beautiful sort of track. The video is hilarious as well. I would recommend that you guys give a listen to the video. And just everything on this one is just, it's just fun. It's just something that like I was able to kind of hear a little bit when listening to Nothing Matters. But when this was recommended to me, I'm like, there we go. They've got it. It's fun. It's exciting. And it's just something that I've had in my head stuck here and there. Where I'll just kind of sway from side to side, listening in my head just to that beginning opening of get back now, here comes my baby. I sound like Moses Lack right now, so I cannot do justice. But again, I am super excited to Waiting for Poetry when it comes out on May 10th. I'm really excited to hear what's going to be coming from this group, as I had a few listens to some of the other cuts, and they were okay. Not really my thing specifically, but I'm really excited to see what comes from Poetry, if there's going to be more music like this on it. It's poppy, it's fun, it's exciting, and at the end of the day, it's just a really well-written track. That is from DEHD from Chicago. It is their cut Mood Ring, lead single for Poetry, releasing on May 10th. All right, I'm going to take you to one more track before we go into our midsection where I talk about some events and information going on in the Fraser Valley, but I'm going to take you over to another one from the Funk Lords. It's off of their latest Adult Contemporary. I've talked enough about this record, but this is the track BTS, definitely the track that's gotten the warmest reception aside from the singles released from this one here, as a lot of people seem to be gravitating towards this one. I really love Dave One's vocals on this one here, especially as we go into the chorus, the way he kind of brings it down, kind of going into, you know, we came home from a long week, and the idea of bringing it down a little bit to a lower register as opposed to the verses, which are a little bit higher, and is just able to kind of ride that line nice and easily alongside the strings coming in and the synth work beneath them as well. Really fantastic track. Hope you guys enjoy this one as much as I have been. And again, if you haven't listened to it yet, Chromia's Adult Contemporary, definitely up there as one of my favorites for 2024. And again, it's Canadian, so I can go wrong with that. Again, this is Chromio off of Adult Contemporary, track number 4, BTS. Gonna learn what that means in a second. Have a great time with this one, and I'll see you afterward with some events in the Fraser Valley. Let's get it started. Looking for some of CIVL and other networks' best programming to listen to wherever and whenever you'd like? Then look no further than the Chill Rose Radio Network, available on all major podcasting platforms. Catch episodes of Chill Rose Radio with DJ Darko, the Earshot 20 Countdown, the SUSU Podcast with Stephen and Casey, and of course, The Block with Bryce and Warden, all in one place. New episodes are added weekly, so search for Chill Rose Radio Network on your platform of choice and listen wherever and whenever you would like. It's all happening on Chill Rose Radio. Alright, I talked about this one last week. We're going to take you over to MGMT off of their latest Loss of Life. This is the cut, People in the Streets. Hope you guys enjoyed this one, and I'll see you guys on the other side of this one and some more tracks. Let's go.
Probably tired. I listen. listen for the sound of the starting gun. But when you live in the dream and your ears are bad, the people in the streets aren't part of the fun. And I'd go and join them, but I'm so scared of the people in the streets. The people in the streets. People in the streets. The people in the streets. She puts all her friends above me. I walk into the coffee shop. I give her all the change that I got. When the sun comes down and the big cowboys come around, you know she's gonna fall for it. She's more than an accomplice, she's a culprit. And when the sun comes up and the day reveals it's a bluff, you know she loved me most of all. My gun is in the holster and I'll blow them all away. Hey ho, I'm invulnerable. Hell no, I never let us go. And hey yo, I got money to blow. But just know I'm invulnerable. She got a recipe for disaster, see, but she's wild and free. Where the chaos be when she comes down, nah, 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 nah. And she won't clown with the rah, rah, rah. I wanna see her every day, hey. She always wanna work and I play, hey. So when the sun comes down and the real top boy comes around, yeah. You know she's so stuck on me, and none of your triggers can't fuck with me. Hell no. And the sun says hi, and the church bells ring in the sky. Nobody's gonna talk no more. We knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door, yeah. Hey ho, I'm invulnerable. Hell no, I never let us go. Hey yo, I got money to blow. Just know I'm invulnerable. Girl, you say that I'm too much, but you don't say that when we touch. Oh, the magic of the night. Two snakes lined up so tight. All I ever wanna do is hit the road, just me and you. We were made to break the law.
think you're more than anyone should. And in time you'll see how much better off you'll be. Don't you believe what he said? Lock up inside of his head. You've got your children. Start feeling glad, 'cause you're not gonna miss something that you never had. Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Block with Bryce and Warden, broadcasting live on frequency 101.7 CIVL-FM, going out to the Fraser Valley and surrounding areas from the University of the Fraser Valley's Abbotsford campus, Student Union Society building based on the unceded traditional territory of the Stolo people. Took you out of four tracks there back-to-back, kicking off again with MGMT off of their latest Loss of Life with People in the Streets. Definitely one of my favorites off of that recent record there. I love the idea of kind of the starting as sort of like a discussion about these people in the streets. Yes, the people in the streets. But just kind of a discussion about it. But towards the enclosure of it, you can hear kind of that crowd voice kind of overcoming the narrator and the singer here, and the idea of it turning into more fearful with them outright saying, I'm afraid of the people that are in the streets. And the idea basically that you are at first just kind of a casual observer to something, to becoming swept up into it, to almost becoming fearful of what you've created. It's almost like a Robespierre sort of concept where you are influencing something like a revolution and seeing this protest. But then as it begins to grow and grow and grow, and it's distant from its admittedly noble intentions originally, it becomes to snowball and you realize, oh no, it's self-sustaining now, and the idea of just being fearful of it. That's extrapolation on my part. And again, the record does deserve a little bit more digestion than just kind of hearing it cursorily through a radio sort of program. So I would recommend that you give the entirety of Loss of Life a listen. That being said, that is MGMT, their track Loss or People in the Streets off of Loss of Life, a really good highlight for 2024 thus far, including other tracks such as Dancing in Babylon with Christine and the Queens and Mother Nature before that one as well. But again, that is People in the Streets coming to you from MGMT. After that, I took you over to Chaos and their latest release, Invulnerable. This is coming off of Atlantis Plus, so it's that idea of taking the original Atlantis Hymns for Disco and reinterpolating it, or not reinterpreting, but basically doing a re-release of it with some new demos and other tracks as well. Atlantis Plus as well is being released for the first time on vinyl, which is a pretty good one. For those that are unfamiliar with this record here in terms, this is the record actually that would spawn the single Sunday Morning, which is, if you are existing in Canada, most likely listening to this broadcast, you've undoubtedly heard this track before. It's a really fantastic, danceable, sort of poppy sort of track, coming around the age and time, actually, of kind of the Love Box and Speaker Below, their Speaker Box and the Love Below from Outkast, which had singles such as Hey Ya and The Way You Move and Roses, etc. as well. So it's playing into the same vein, which Chaos has always kind of played with, especially on albums such as Black on Blonde, which would kind of interpolate sort of more like rock sort of elements alongside hip hop elements and stuff as well, or even going into Yes, which is back in 2020. But again, this cut Invulnerable is off of Atlantis Plus, coming to you soon in May. Again, the repackaging of Atlantis with some new tracks and such as well. And then two last ones to close out our program, meaning some Canadian content guidelines. I took you over to Caribou with New Jade off of Suddenly in 2020. Really love this track. It's hard-hitting. It's fast. I love sort of the trap production and stuff on it alongside the vocal sampling that Dan provides on it and kind of the, I guess, oriental, even though that seems like an inappropriate word, but strings and such here that are very twangy and very resonant and stuff as well, really creates a sort of enticing and intoxicating, yet also then towards the closure of it, a disquieting sort of atmosphere, which I paired nicely with Blank Banshee, or nicely in my opinion, Blank Banshee with their cut Minesweeper, a dark, foreboding sort of track released as a part of 4D last year from the Vaporwave and Vapor Trap producer here. I love this one. It's a dark, foreboding atmosphere that I described originally. The bass is hard-hitting, and yet it's very sparse in terms of the instrumentation, just something that Blank Banshee does quite well. But again, that was Blank Banshee with Minesweeper, and before that, Dan Snaith with Caribou, under the alias Caribou, with their cut, New Jade, off of Suddenly. Okay, we did it.
We did it. Yay.
As we close out the section here, as I can only speak in my lower register, I'd like to thank you for tuning in and suffering along with me throughout this episode here. I haven't been suffering too much. I've been playing a lot of music that I enjoy, which is great. But I will see you guys for March 11th, 2024, next week, for next week's episode. I'm going to take you over to one last track to close out for today, and I don't have a lot for you, so here's a track that I've just been enjoying listening to, as I kind of describe the way this program is sort of done together there. This is off of the Landmark record from DMX, It's Dark and Hell is Hot. Content advisory for this one, but I think you'll find it's a pretty good one that everybody can enjoy. It is one of my favorite hip-hop sort of rap sort of covers of classic tracks or tracks from a previous decade. This is I Can Feel It. Hope you guys enjoyed this one. I love the percussion on this guy so much, and I love the vocals as well for the chorus. Hope you guys enjoy this one. I will see you next week. Have a great day, you guys, and goodbye.
Sometimes you just know.
Truckloads fleeing to the morgue.